love FPL and love betting, but aren't necessarily as successful as you'd like to be at either, then this podcast is just for you. We'll be sharing practical tips for you and how you can use your football knowledge to take down those pesky bookmakers. Welcome to Get Your Tips Out. Here we are, another week, another day in FPL. Get Your Tips Out is back, and we are triple-handed today. Not only do we have Scott Needham, who was a fantastic guest last week, and we'll hear a little bit more about why, we also have the man, the myth, the legend, Richard Louis Chadwick, back with us this week. Richard, how are you?
Richard!
Hi, David. Hi, Scott. Yes, good to be back. I'll be honest with you, lads, I turned off after 15 minutes of it last week, so I think you lacked a bit of a chatty pizzazz, so here I am to get the ratings back up.
So you actually missed your own chatty treble on the pod last week. How about yourself, Scott?
I'm all good, mate. Yeah, excited to go over last week's details. And yeah, I also turned off after 15 minutes, so I'm glad to have Chad here.
So we'll start. It's going to be a slightly different format because there's no actual games this week. So there'll be a bit of discussion around FPL and around what players you're looking to get into your teams. We'll have a quick recap on the matches. We'll have a quick recap on the bets and a few stories and stuff, I think, that a few people want to tell. But before we get into that, we do normally start off with the quiz. And obviously, Richard is usually the quiz master. Scott, obviously, last week purposefully performed appallingly in the quiz and scored a big zero, the same as the bald patch on Bauer's head. And Richard, I think, should take the mantle today, and we can ask Richard some questions about the FPL, about the Premier League last season, if that's okay.
Bring it on. You can see my fingers. I'm ready to go.
What I'll do at the same time, Scott, if it's okay, because some of these are multiple choice, if I ask you to come up with an answer, and then we'll share the answers at the same time and see if you fare any better. Would that be all right?
Sounds good.
Very good. Okay, so both being big, big, big blues, correct?
Yeah.
Prior to last week, yeah.
So, Erling Haaland, superstar, his first hat-trick last season for City, which team was it against?
Crystal Palace.
Straight in there, Richard Chadwick, with one. Would you have got that, Scott?
No.
No. Hey, if he's nothing if not honest.
Is it right?
It's right, correct. Well done.
Boom. Boom.
One out of one. Fourth place team last season. I could ask the question. Who was the fourth place team?
Manchester United.
Scott?
Oh, that means it's Newcastle.
Tottenham.
You could have just said United and you'd have been right.
Was it United?
It was Newcastle, wasn't it, before?
Yeah.
I've not got it in front of me, but yeah,
it was Newcastle.
So, obviously, Newcastle bagged a Champions League place by finishing fourth. Unfortunately for Liverpool, I know they'll get over it fast. Obviously, Liverpool fans, they don't dwell on stuff for very long, usually. They finished fourth, Newcastle. But when was the last time they were in the Champions League? And I can give you a multiple choice option, if you like.
Yes, please.
So, there's four options. 2000, 2002, 2004, or 2006.
I'm going to say, was it with Bobby Robson? 2006? I'll go with that, 2006.
Would you be guessing, Scott? Have you got an idea?
That 2004.
It was 2002.
Was that not 2004 or 2006? Anyway, yeah, brilliant. Fantastic.
Yeah. Faustino Espria area, probably something like that.
Yeah, but for some reason, I thought Bobby Robson took him in with like the Bowie Dyer era, but maybe not. Obviously not.
Did any of you last season have any Fulham forwards in your team at any point during the season?
Probably had Mitrovic at some point, David.
Okay, so you might have had some heartache from Mitrovic last season. How many penalties did he miss last season? I can make it multiple choice if you like.
Yeah, I'll take a multiple choice, please, David.
Was it one, was it two, was it three, or was it four?
Three, please, David.
Scott?
I'll go with three.
It was four.
Oh,
I couldn't
what a
believe this
pick.
when I saw it. Four penalties.
Did you see his hat trick, by the way, for those Saudis the other day,
No.
the week? Last week, banged a hat trick, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so we're still on one out of three. We've got two questions left. So only one player last season in the Premier League won three Player of the Month awards. Which player was it?
Can you repeat the question, please, David?
Only one player won three Player of the Month awards in the Premier League last season. Which player was it?
I mean, I want to say Haaland, but it just seems too obvious. I mean, this Harry Kane had a great season. I want to go with Harry Kane, Dave.
Scott?
I go Saka.
It was actually Marcus Rashford.
Oh, feeding those kids. What a shithouse.
Three player of the months. Okay, one final question then. Only one of these players didn't win a Player of the Month award for the 2022-2023 season. Again, I'll make multiple choice four answers. Only one of them didn't win a Player of the Month award. Erling Haaland, Marcus Rashford, Martin Odegaard, and Harry Kane.
Something weird which wants me to say Haaland, but I know I said Kane. It's going to have to be one of those two, isn't it? I'm going to go with Kane just to stump my last answer.
Scott, what would you say?
Kane.
It was Harry Kane. He didn't win a Player of the Month award. I can't believe you backtracked on that after you said Kane had a great season.
Well, it's that ridiculous. I've got to go back completely the other way.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that that Rashford won three and Haaland won two. That was, I thought it was mental. But there you go. Absolutely horrendous performance again on the. I'd say two.
So two out of five. Improvement. It's an improvement.
Two out of five. Yeah, it's progress. And I think Ricky, you're going to be taking over the mantle to do the quiz questions for the future guests.
Correct, Dave. I'll be back on the questions. And first up, we'll get Adam Bauer up for a laugh and get him some really sort of, you know, under 12 sort of level questions for him. And then, yeah, we'll be back to zero.
Yeah, no words with more than five letters, just so he understands.
Yeah, at hand at all times for Adam.
So, last week in the FPL, how did we all do?
Shite.
Well, I just wanted to touch on the pod last week, obviously, because there was lots of good information shared on the pod. And in fairness, Scott last week, picking out Son, saying he's going to bring him in captain. Scott has obviously had the most unbelievable week ever. Well done, Scott. How many points did you get?
Yeah, I got 7 off Madison.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Son's never been near my team. Absolutely shocking. It's a great shout. But he didn't get put in. It's terrible.
He didn't bring him in. After being so adamant, you came off the podcast actually saying you're going to captain him.
Didn't go with your gut, did you, Scotty?
No, it's just pure FPL.
I mean, if you had more of an accumulation of poor life decisions like Ricky, you might have a bit of a larger gut and you could have gone with it. So what was your... Go on.
I went with Sterling, and I don't know if you know, but me and Scott have a very deep hate for Raheem Sterling. And even at the time when I was putting him, I was like, why am I doing it? Why am I doing it? Toss up between Madison and Sterling. Put Sterling in. 2 points.
I did the same thing. I did Madison and Sterling. Despite my hatred for Sterling, but I just looked at the fixtures and I thought, over 5 or 6 games, surely he's getting 50 points. So it may come true, it may not, but I should have just done one transfer for Son, as discussed.
Yeah, playing the long game. As I asked the question, I thought, I've no idea what the scores were. And I actually top scored on the week with 82, by the looks of it.
Nice.
Bottom of the pile for the week. In fact, if there's one person that's bottom of the pile, who do you expect it probably is?
David Reynolds.
Spot on. David Reynolds, 48 points. He's got a. Let's see, who's he got in there? I mean, we
Is
don't.
Captain Sterling first? That's your first problem.
Yeah, I mean, he's
Yeah,
tried to
so.
step outside the box, and he's tried to not follow the Haaland train, but.
There's two Sterling captainers, and they're rock bottom, both of them.
Yeah, and
And it's great.
everyone else was within about 15 points of each other on the week.
Haaland at home to Fulham. I mean, you've got to be going for sort of mental test there, haven't you, if you're not captaining him.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
I wanted this Jackson for weeks because he looks so good. I mean, to be fair, Sterling teed him up. Did you see the goal that he missed? He blasted over from a yard out. It was actually harder to miss. So, I mean, that gets you double figures for both players, but Chelsea can just go fuck themselves, can't they?
yeah. No one could have seen that result coming. In fact, was it in the Jaddy Treble?
It was, I think it was, yeah. I
So
can't remember
we'll,
what I put.
yeah. So I know, Scott, you've got a bit of a story you want to tell us about something that's happened recently. Do you want to share that with us while I just recap on the Chatty Treble?
Yes, of course. Going on the paddle theme, paddle mania within the group. I think most of the fantasy lads are on the paddle courts when they can get a court, that is. They've invited me to a game this morning. A random lad, 2.9 rating, looked like he was hot off the courts in Marbella. Partner joined late doors, James Lindemann, who is absolutely potty. I mean, he's saying hello to everyone at the club. They just turn around like, who was that? He's just greeted me like he's my cousin or something. Anyway, this guy was, he was awful, really awful. And Lindemann was losing his shit with him. He was dead nice as well. He was like, if you miss again, we're stopping playing. Every time we'd swap sides, Dave would just whisper something to me like, he's just giving me a right bollocking. And he'd.
There was one point we swapped sides and he walked past me, like pointing like behind him, like 2.9, 2.9. And then I heard him say to him, "Don't take this the wrong way. I'm really not trying to like be weird here, but if you don't get better, we're changing the teams." Going to keep trying to inspire his partner.
Is Lindemann any good?
He was steady. He's not good, but his partner was like, just he had two balls and he kept chucking him the third ball and he was just huffing and puffing and twatting it back at him in the net. It was
Oh,
fucking
God.
hilarious.
Oh, hell.
Oh God.
The
It
Lost
was an
Boys are going
absolute pasting.
Warhammer and Paddle. Clark's going to love
You know
it.
what? We were talking about this at Withenshaw last night, who had they had a big game against Bury, 1,500 people. And I think Clark might be having, he might give it a go, you know. We might have got him on board.
Paddle. Fantasy paddle.
Paddle. Yeah.
I've known Jim for over 30 years. His eye coordination and temperament will be very tested at paddle, I think.
He just won't swing a backhand. He runs around it, but I don't know if he's got the legs to run. Back in the day, he could run around the backhand and hit a forehand. I don't know if he's got the legs in him now, to be fair.
Can envisage a few smashed rackets.
Yeah, smashed glass, barred from the court.
Cancer Stella.
Yeah. But a post-match pint, I mean, it'll be straight there.
Absolutely.
So if we recap on last week's advice from the panel, obviously I had Richard Chadwick that came. Were you still in Portugal last week? I think you just got
Was.
back, haven't
Don't know, mate. It's been a bit of a super bot haze.
you?
And
Still.
then they get back. No, fuck knows. A week ago. Don't know.
So we had the Cherry Treble. So Rick, do you want to just recap on what the Cherry Treble was?
I can't remember, mate, to be honest. You see, you have to enlighten. I never didn't win anyway.
Just to prove the super bot case. Shall I share?
Please do.
So the Cherry Treble last week started off with Sheffield United against Everton, under 2.5 goals. Do you remember the result, Rick?
Was it two apiece?
It was two apiece. It was indeed two apiece.
And I was absolutely adamant it was
yeah.
one goal.
That bet was down at half time of the first game.
That's
So fantastic.
well.
The second one was a clear-cut, simple one that you said. Chelsea win. How did they get on?
Got beat, Dave, by Nottingham Forest 1-0 at home. Thank you.
What price for Chelsea? The 1-6, 2-11,
Yeah.
something like that.
Don't think dog shit like that, Dave. Yeah, that's it.
Fantastic,
And then
unbeatable.
a bank, by the way.
Yeah, the quiz is actually looking like a very good result compared to the Cherry Treble so far. But he redeemed himself with the final selection. He thought Burnley needed some goals. In fact, what was your selection in the Burnley game? Can you remember?
Both teams to score.
Fantastic. And it was 5-2.
There
Burnley
we go.
scored after 4 minutes as well. So,
So basically, a last-minute goal at Everton and just a freak. Yeah, sure. Anyway, I got better as the week went on, David, which I'll share with you later in the pod.
okay, we'll look forward to hearing about that later on. Scott, do you remember the bet that you advised on the pod last week?
Yeah, it was a winner, 4-1. We started with the Friday night kickoff, West Ham. I think that were they 3-1, 4-1?
2-1. Yeah.
Yeah, I did all right on that. I had a few separate bets, a few West Ham and over 3.5, I think. Got 40 quid. Anyway, then we rolled into Saturday. Tottenham away, was it? Tottenham away at Burnley, 5-2. And then Liverpool at home against Villa. So they all won by more than two or three goals, I think.
Yeah.
A solid bet.
Yeah. Well, the West Ham game finished 2-1, but it was literally injury time, wasn't it? They got their one. But yeah,
How was
great
it?
stuff. 4-1
I
selection.
also, I said it was going to be a quad with Brentford, and I pulled it out. Thank God, because they drew, I think.
Yeah. Yeah,
So
big
yeah, a
thing.
nice little inkling there. Nice to take a loser out.
Yeah, love it. Great stuff. Well, hopefully we'll have more of that in the coming weeks. Looking at the selections that we went through in terms of what our fancies were during the games, for the week, I started off with a really good one. So I went 2-1 to West Ham, and it was 2-1. You went 3-1, so you got the result right. Let's see, Sheffield United. Obviously, it was 2-2. You were 1-0 Sheffield United. I was 1-1. So score draw, correct. Brentford, I was 2-1. In fact, we were both 2-1 Brentford. It was 2-2. We both had Spurs winning, but we didn't have it by as far as 5-2. You were 3-0, I was 2-0. We both had Chelsea winning, so it wasn't just Richard, to be fair. But obviously they got beat 1-0. You're right with you were very, very close with your Fulham analysis when you went 5-0. It was 5-1. It was almost like the worst thing that could have happened when they scored straight after City scored for Fulham, I think. The Brighton Newcastle game was obviously 3-1 Brighton. We both went score draws there. Scott, you were 1-1. I was 2-2. We both thought there'd be some goals. Then we go into the Crystal Palace game. I actually saw this game, and this was the one game during the weekend that I was watching, and I didn't think there'd be going to be goals. And as I'm watching it, I'm like, there cannot like there was going to be goals in this. It was so open, and it's one of them where you're waiting to get a bet on, and I was at Centre Parks with the kids. I shouldn't really have been watching it, but. Yeah, disappointed with myself there because I should have got in that market because it was loads of value. Anyway, 3-2 Palace. Scott, you got the result right, 1-0. I was 1-1. We both Liverpool. You went 3-1. It was a 3-0 win to Liverpool. So again, very close. And the final one, you went 2-2 in the Arsenal game. I went 2-1 Arsenal. So not a million miles away. A couple of correct scores, correct. A couple of the goals bets were thereabouts. Has anybody got any bets that they're looking at this week? Obviously, it's international break. Does anybody bet on the internationals?
No, from me,
No.
David.
No. Richard, you mentioned
There's
earlier you had
the
some. Sorry, go on, Scott.
sorry, mate. The Rugby World Cup starts, so I'm having a quick look at that. England, they're playing shocking. But they're evens to beat Argentina, who are a good side, but looks pretty good odds. England are going to have a bit better team than they've been playing with. Maybe that's worth looking at. Football wise, nothing. Are they qualifiers, the internationals?
I fancy
Yeah, they
Scotland to
are.
get Cyprus on Friday. I think Scotland are just going to fucking write off the game against England because they've got no chance. I think they're going to go all guns blazing to get 3 points on Friday at Cyprus. So if I was going to have a dabble, stick a bit of moolah on Scotland away at Cyprus on Friday night, lads.
Either that,
I
or
think
they
you'd
need
get
to
about
qualify.
3 quid.
Yeah.
Two to seven.
You've not learned your lesson from the Chelsea back then.
See, the good thing about me, David, I don't actually understand odds, so it's just a bit of a wee free for all.
Or the Scottish are going to look at it if they're realistic and go, "We're not going to qualify. Let's just go to Iron Apple for the weekend
Correct.
and lose both games."
Speaking about odds, this brings me on nicely to what happened on Sunday watching the United Arsenal game, David.
Yep.
There's about 20 minutes gone. And I'm watching this, and it's just all Arsenal. And I could just envisage in my head that Rashford had got the other end with probably 5 minutes to go and nick 1-1-0 and nick the result. So I stuck a tenner on Rashford at 9-1. Literally about 3 minutes later, Rashford went and scored. I couldn't believe it, David. Jubilation in the pub. I can't remember what minute it was, but I put it on like literally 2 minutes before. I went bloody berserk. So
Well,
that came in half time. Then it was half time, and I thought, "Fucking hell, what else can I have here?" So then, it was about 5 minutes to go, just before Declan Rice, and I thought, "Right, I'll just take a five. I'll look at five. 20-1, Declan Rice, 5 quid." 5 minutes later, bang, in again, £200, David. Couldn't believe it. £200 on a Sunday with a belly full of lager. Fucking get in there.
doesn't get any better than that.
It does not. Well, there's my Sunday story for you about betting. Fantastic.
Love it. Scott, did you have any other successes over the course of the week on the old betting front?
No.
No, I've stuck to the treble. That's all I did.
Love it. So
There's
profitable week
no.
for both of you.
Yeah, quids in.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Great stuff. Okay, in terms of the FPL, have you got any? Is there any scouting missions that your spies have been on, Richard, that you'd like to share with the listening millions?
Yeah, there's some Asian chap called Heung Min Son I'm thinking of bringing in. I don't know if you've heard of him, Scott. Going straight in my basket, let me tell you. Sheffield United at home, up front, there's the armband, sonny lad. I'll tell you someone else who will have him in, Adam fucking Bauer.
Richard,
Am I right, am I wrong?
not wrong.
Actually touches on. We used to have a laugh with Bauer, didn't we? Like every player that had scored the most points was in his team the week after.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't grasp that you didn't get those points. But every week this season, the most highest transferred in player has got 2 or 1 points the week after.
So we're putting Sun in then, yeah? Yeah,
Yeah, triple captain.
mean, I had to. I'll be honest with you, lads. I've played the wild card. I'm actually looking at my team now. It's actually decent, but the fixtures don't look great. I'm pissed off with Sterling. He needs to come out. I don't know what's happening with Salah. Is he going to stay or what? Are they going to come in with some daft bid?
See, I was speaking to a Liverpool fan yesterday, and they were saying he obviously doesn't want to go, but it might come to something and he'll have to. Like, no, if he doesn't want to go, he will not go. Like, they're not trying to sell him, are they?
No.
So don't kid yourselves. If he goes, it's because he wants to go. Like he's been given an offer, and the money's more important than Liverpool to him. That's the fact.
I'd take it if I was Liverpool. 31, 175 million. I mean, well, you're not going to be able to replace him, but you're never going to get offered that money again, are you? Next year or the year after.
Oh yeah, with him being 31 as well, how much longer is he going to be doing, 30 goals
Exactly.
a season?
Exactly, David.
Here's one.
He is a big freak. He does fly the rug.
Obviously, lots of players lose the best players. Sorry, lots of teams lose the best players. But do you ever remember a team that think, fuck, they've fucked up selling him? Like Coutinho. There's a few other teams that have got rid of the best players, and it's not actually turned out that bad. There's just another decent player that steps in.
Well, look at Spurs now. They seem to be playing better without him, don't they?
The perfect example, Rick.
Thank you. So anyway, I've played a wild card. I'll give you all a clue. I've put Darwin in. I've fancied him from game week one, but I don't mind the fixtures. So yeah, I've gone with Darwin, and I've took out the rug flyer Salah.
What made you put Darwin in, mate?
I've quite liked him from last year, to be honest. But yeah, I think he might have bagged last week. I think actually. Yeah, I've played the game totally different to the last few years. I'm rather than doing -4s on like while the same game week's going on and going early, I've been a bit of a sheep and been a bit Twitterish. But I'm going back to my roots, and I'm just going to take risks now because I'm down in the doldrums of the less of the peasants.
I tell you who else is playing a different game than they have done in previous seasons. Michael Podmartin. He's outside the European places. What's gone wrong? Has the podcast that he's been necking all over Twitter, has that not been being published anymore? What's gone wrong with him? Does anybody know?
I believe he's got a new distraction in his life that isn't a racket sport.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Onwards and upwards. Scott, for yourself, is there anybody that you're looking to get into your team that you've anything that you saw last week that's has tickled your fancy?
Yeah, there's plenty, isn't there? But I'm going to leave it because if I would have left my team last week, I would have been better off. So I like it. I think it's going to be all right over the next few weeks. So I'm going to leave it unless someone gets injured. So I've not got any pearls of wisdom there. I'm just going to never tip anyone again and just rest on my Sun pick that I didn't do.
So on the pod last week, we spoke about, there's some good advice last week, to be fair. We spoke a bit about Eze, scored points, scored a goal. We spoke about Cunha at Wolves, scored a goal. We spoke about Dan Juma at Everton, giving him some creativity. He got a goal in the second half. So there was some good information last week. So we didn't talk about Anthony Elanga, bagged a goal for Forest, trying to have a bit of a point to prove. And this guy called Haaland, I'm not sure if anyone's got him in his team, but yeah, definitely worth getting him in if you've not.
Yeah, United should get that Elanga, shouldn't they? Good player.
Yeah, I'll just get
rid of him. On the Haaland hat trick, I mentioned last week I was going to give a hat out for bravery. Dave Reynolds was predicted to get it, and he has got it, so he's won the hat for captaining Sterling, and that will remain on his head until probably he's a father. So I'll take it round for him for one of his first photos with the family.
Sorry, was this a hat for his head?
Yeah, it's just a prize. A bravery hat for captaining someone against the grain.
Yeah, there's a hair joke in there somewhere, but I can't get it off my tongue quick enough, to be honest. Thank you, David!
Well done. And we did say it'd be a round of applause, but basically 20 points less than anybody else, which is about what he got.
In fact, you've just reminded me, we were at Withenshaw Amateurs on Saturday afternoon, obviously during the 3 o'clock kickoffs. And I got Reggie about four times, like saying to someone else, oh, Sterling scored. And he's like, oh, yeah. It's like, nah, mate.
I think we need to get Ben Calgill on the pod next week. He's been very quiet, and yeah, he's also down in the relegation zones with the peasants. I'd be interested to see what he's got to say.
Yeah, I think the first thing he'd say is, I'm only 8 points behind you, Richard, but...
Well, 8 points behind, two positions, it'll do for me.
That's it. Well, we'll let him come on and defend himself if he wants to take up the challenge.
I mean, the lead that you've already got on me, Dave, is actually quite alarming. 41 points already.
Good maths.
I used the calculator on my phone.
Is there anything else anybody wants to share? Any stories anybody wants to share? We've not got the same. We've not got fixtures coming up. I'm not going to start talking about Georgia playing Spain and stuff like that because I won't be getting involved in it myself. So I couldn't care less.
Any stories? No. I can't think of anything, Dave. It's obviously a different change of pod this week with the internationals. So I'll save up some more banter for you for next week, David.
We have got, there's a horse I want to tell you about. There's this horse called Wolf of King Street running on Friday.
Is that still alive, that horse?
It's just about still alive. Yeah, it's it runs and it sort of drops back through the field like a pebble in a little pond.
Put the bastard down.
This could be the last chance. This could be the last chance it ever gets to run. It's rated 46 now, running a 0-55 handicap.
What's
Give Michael Lee a bit of a nod in the FPL community. It's costing him a fortune, this horse. It would be good if it gave him at least one good run. But it runs at, I think it's 8 o'clock or 8:30 on Friday at Newcastle.
Is it 6:10 at Newcastle?
Is it 6:10?
6:10 at Newcastle. It's race number 8.
There we go. At least someone knows what they're doing.
And it's not even... What does SP mean next to it?
That's starting price. So it just means there's no odds yet.
Right.
I wouldn't advise anybody back it. It'll probably be 100-1 like it was last time.
Probably better odds of it being on the shelves of Tesco's next week.
I'd just like to add, no animals were harmed in the making of this podcast. I am doing a bit of a tour myself this week of the racing, so I'm going to, I'm at Haydock all day on a corporate thing on Friday. But then on Sunday, I'm going to the Curragh, to the Irish St. Ledger in Dublin. Then we're getting the train on Monday from Dublin to Galway to do Galway races Monday night. And the train back from Galway to Dublin to do Laytown races on Tuesday, which is the racing on the beach. The only race once a year because of the tides being out. And it's actually on Tuesday. So, yeah,
decent.
Four courses in 5 days.
Fucking hell, you're either going to do your brains and I'll come home with a wheelbarrow.
I'll either come on doing all right or swimming over the channel.
And I can only imagine your toilet on Tuesday after 35 Guinness a day.
I mean, I'm going to all that racing, and one thing I can't wait for is Temple Bar on Sunday night. Best place to be in the world on a Sunday for me, Dublin.
Simply unrivaled, David. Diddly do. Hendus and Guinness. What more do you want?
It seemed like you had to sort of tone down what you were actually going to say then. What you wanted to say nearly came out and then didn't. Were we right in thinking that?
Yeah, I just sort of chucked that one in the middle. Just sort of for the one day.
Scott, have you got any exciting plans coming up? I know you've usually got a bit of a full diary.
No, nothing really. We've got a paddle tournament Saturday morning. Got a few representatives in there, Cowgill. Shmee will be there. It's 30 degrees most days. He'll have leggings, basketball shorts, socks up to his knees, golf jumper.
I might come and watch a bit of it because I'll be up early anyway. So,
Chad, get yourself down. There's a busty blonde that just runs drinks for you all morning. It's absolutely fantastic.
What, there's a bird who works there?
No, it's Dave Reynolds.
Arlen?
There is a girl that works there, must be 20, massive cans, comes out, gets your coffees. It's a great setup.
And this is why you tune into the pod, lads.
Actually, Linderman said to me today, he went, who's the other lad that you lads know? Blonde hair. I was like, Clarky? He's like, no, another lad. He was at Paddle the other week with you when I saw you at Hale Country Club. I was like, Kilmartin, no, Kilmartin, brothers in America. I was like, yeah, no, not him. I was like, Reynolds. And he was like, oh, maybe, yeah. I went, Dave Reynolds. He went, yeah, Steve Reynolds, that's it. Lovely lad, Steve Reynolds.
fucking bonkers, mate. He's absolutely bonkers. He messaged me 5 minutes after we finished that game, said, what's your number?
Oh, no.
So I had to give it him. I was literally, my phone was in my hand. He texts me an hour later going, add yourself to this game, I'll bring my partner. I was like, nah, I'm busy, mate.
Great stuff. Okay. A relatively short episode today, I think. Is there anything anybody else wants to share? We'll be back on the horse next week with a couple of exciting new features that we've got. As always, if you want a feature on the podcast, please let us know, especially from the FPL community. And also, we're still waiting for a few more suggestions for the forfeit for anybody that finishes bottom over the course of the season. I'll put a question on the podcast as well. So wherever you're listening to this, you should have a question just below it and you can answer. We'll get the answers and we'll share some of those answers and hopefully come up with a good forfeit for Dave Reynolds at the end of the season.
My forfeit would be to get the person who finishes last, lined in the paddle call, everyone's got three balls each, and just swat the shit out of him with the paddle balls with his naked arse out.
It'd give Albert a chance if he just played his normal game, because he hits the back wall every time he hits the shot.
Yeah, well, and you couldn't miss his arse, could you? And on that note, gentlemen, I bid you farewell.
Remember, bet responsibly. See you
later. Bye, boys.